Hi, this is Tyler.
And I'm Tasia.
Jason.
And you are listening to The Solar Coaster. Tyler, Tasia, and Jason are back, and today we are going to be talking about Batteries. Oh, the Metallica song just popped in my head.
Back again.
Tasia's all the way back.
Tell a friend.
Don't look in her eyes.
All right, so today we're going to talk a little bit about the new SDI.
That was totally code for like, you guys shut up.
If yeah. It's major, hit right? Me on my Tasia.
It's all right. Nobody wants to hear about free money. That's how it is.
Please go.
It must be major.
What?
Let's hit up Tasia.
So I just wanted to let you guys know that there'll be a new SGIP funding released in July. That's like $9
million. 2023?
2023.
Because that would make sense.
$9 billion.
A few months away.
No, $9 million.
Wait. Do you say...
$900 million. Almost a billion dollars.
Almost a billion. $9 million.
$900 million.
These numbers are so
big. Wow. How many watts am I going to get? Nine more, 23 watt kilo things.
A gajillion. You'll get a gajillion with 900 million. No, so as of July 1st, there'll be $900 million available for battery funding.
Jeez, what does SGIP stand for?
Storage?
Yeah.
No, it's actually the Self Generation Initiative Program.
Storage generation.
Self-incentive.
Self-generation.
Look at the big brain on Brad.
Self-generation incentive program. So it's a program to incentivize you to self-generate.
This goes back to what we were talking about the other show. It is like they're pushing us to go and get off-grid.
Correct.
To maintain it.
They know for a fact. Right now, how many times last year did they say, please don't charge your car? I don't even think car stations were allowed or even open during that time. Don't charge a car, don't use your AC, everybody limit your power production, Cal ISO is freaking out.
Yeah.
From this time to this time on this date.
And don't water your lawn.
We're going to do rolling blackouts because the grid can't handle it, right? That happens all the time in California. And then we have a governor who's saying you have to have electric vehicles only in 2035. We're not even going to allow you to have a gas powered.
Do you think he just comes into meetings like the Kool-Aid man is like, I got an idea.
Figure it out. Look at me. Don't look at me.
Yeah.
I love the Kool-Aid man.
What's your favorite color?
Gray.
I was going to say it right on the stereotype.
Whoa.
What's mine? Stereotype it. What's mine?
I think you're a blue raspberry type of
guy. Ooh, I was going to go red, but you're right. Okay, we're back.
Okay, so we can't really say he, or maybe we can.
We don't know.
The California government is now giving everybody who, is it a qualify, or do you just sign up and then once it's over, it's over?
There are certain things for qualification. Like 2/3 of the money is going to go to low income areas.
Areas.
So I think it's like 270 million is going to go to non-low income areas. So
non, what is that going to cover? Like San Diego County?
I mean, No. There's only certain areas that are considered low income. So certain geographies where a lot of us live that are listening to the podcast probably won't qualify, but there's a lot who will, and there's a lot more money available for folks who are considered in a poverty stricken area in California.
And that's what they want to start with to go and give generators.
No. There's just more money for those.
Or batteries. Sorry.
There's more money.
Got it. So it's earmarked, allocated.
We have a map that the state put out that said if you're in this area, there's this much money for you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're in this area, there's this much money for you. So worst case scenario, depending on where you live, there's $270 million available. You know, the balance of 630 or whatever the math is will go to low-income areas.
Okay.
Regardless, there are going to be some things on the front end. It's a lot easier to get it if you apply right away. Usually, almost everybody gets it. And then as the monies go away...
It's harder, yeah.
It's harder. Then it gets to, well, do you live in a high fire zone? Do you have a well? Do you have medical equipment? Yeah, do you have oxygen where you have to have power on? Like, that kind of stuff. At the very beginning, it's super easy, though.
How many people are going to game that?
Everybody.
Do you guys have fish that require oxygen that are in a tank? Yes, I do.
It's not fish. It's more like your grandpa.
Yes. But I'm not going to knock our competitors, but a lot of our competitors now are saying, well, just give me a note that says that you require a heater at night and you know, blah, blah, blah. And all.
Seriously?
So people are gaming the system now.
Are people, so is it open right now that you can go and apply?
There's still some money available for certain people in certain categories now.
That was allocated in 22.
Yes. So it's now very hard to come by. You have to be in a high fire zone. You have to be, you have to have a well. You have to have somebody who has a medical, you know, issue. And the money is a lot smaller than it'll be.
And I think last time I checked, it was in like the tens of thousands, not even the hundreds of thousands
of dollars.
Of money left.
So
like,
funny you say that.
Like a few batteries left.
So where's California getting all this $900 million?
We're probably just printing it.
As UNITY.
Oh yeah. Cut to commercial.
What's the tax rate in California?
Yeah. Oh, so we are.
Oh, yeah.
So we're paying, so this
is... Well, when you say it's free money, it's money that we've all paid in.
Oh, 100% for all of our taxes. So to register my car...
Ever free.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
So you have the opportunity to get some of the money that you've paid back over the last 40-something years that you've been alive to get a battery.
So if you paid California taxes as a business owner, you probably should have priority.
That's not the way it works, because 2/3 of the money goes to people who aren't paying, but yes.
100%. Or who probably don't own a home that they're going to put this battery onto. Well, I mean, let's be real about it.
I mean, that's the thing about these programs, is they make it hard like that, you know, to be in like these areas or to meet the low income requirement. How many of these people really have been able to purchase a home?
Yeah.
Been able to come up with the upfront cost to purchase a solar system or even have the credit to get one.
Yeah, 100%.
And then they're like, okay, but you guys can have the battery.
Well, does our leadership in California government get to say, guess what I did in my term, my initiative? They
of
started
course.
This.
Of
so
course.
This is a big pat on the back when really it's...
When really it's not. It's like, they're like, oh, look, we help these low-income people, but really like it's... For like a very select small few group that maybe they got grandfathered into like their home that was left to them and they were able to get a loan for solar.
Mm-hmm. Well, and this is something on the shows too. Sometimes we talk, I don't want to say that it sounds negative, but this is the truth. Like, that's what I love doing this, is that it's like, here's how the program works. Here's the reality of it. So you know totally. Sounds like we're bashing, but no.
It is what it is.
It is what, 100%.
That's the one thing about our company, too, is we're, you call us, we're going to treat you like grandma and grandpa. And that, I always say that.
Tell you the truth.
We're a family company, and being family is not just positive. There's a lot of negatives that come with family. If you walk in and you look like shit, I'm going to say you look like shit today, because, and I'm going to tell you because I love you.
Mm.
If you,
even the clients that call, like, I can tell over the phone you are decrepit.
You look like shit.
You look like shit.
You've got a face for radio.
Yeah, clean yourself up. Call us back in an hour.
And then we'll get
we'll tell you about batteries.
Let's go back out, come back in, start this all over. No, but to be real, all the time people will call us and say, does this pencil make sense for us? And we will say, no, it doesn't. I mean, I talked to somebody the other day, actually, who's building it close to your property.
Mm.
And he said, I don't think I want to pull PG&E in. And I said, let me guess. What are they charging? $100,000, $200,000? He's like, I haven't got the quote yet. Then he calls back and he's like, it's going to be like $80,000. And I was like, for you to be totally off grid and run your 5,000 square foot house with all your everything that you want, your water fountains and everything else, it's going to cost a lot more than $80,000 in batteries to make this work. If I were you, I would pull PG&E in. What did that do for us?
Supplement with solar?
Yeah. What did that do for us? We lost a huge project we would have had if we just said, let's go do batteries. But we treated him like we would treat our grandparents and say, this doesn't make sense. We're not just going to take advantage of you. We're not going to lie. We're not going to try to close the deal on you. We're going to tell you if I think I would do it for my grandma, I will tell you that.
Well, and more than likely too, knowing that that is the truth, then he comes back and goes, all right, I'm ready to put batteries in, generators in, panels on top, whatever it is.
And you can still, that's what we said. If you want batteries, so that you don't have to rely on the grid, especially when it goes out a lot in that area,
mm-hmm.
Let's get you batteries, but you still can rely on the grid so the battery gets you through a day or two of outage, not an entire, when there's fires and there's no sun because the sun can't get through the smoke and there's, you know, no sun for a week at a time, your batteries are eventually going to deplete because the solar can't recharge it.
Yeah.
If you don't have the grid to charge it at night, you're screwed.
Yeah.
So... Yes, we can model that, but it's going to cost a lot more money because you need a lot more solar, a lot more batteries, you need to have a generator, you know, all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Or you can just connect to the grid and have like one battery.
So going back to the battery thing, because that's good information. How big is the battery? Like, what do you tell people, like, if I don't know? And
you're talking like how much room does it take up?
Yeah, because I'm thinking like a battery that like with SGIP, right? So if I call and go, hey, listen, I'm applying for this. What do I got to clear out? It's the side of a Volkswagen. Is it like a cell phone battery?
It sticks out about 10 inches from the wall.
Okay, outside or inside?
Either. Oh. There's a whole bunch of new code changes now to where if it goes anywhere that's inside, it has to be in an area that's completely sheetrocked. So in the past, you could throw it in a garage that wasn't finished with sheetrock, mm-hmm. and it would be okay, no longer.
Is this like for safety?
It's for fire reasons, yeah. Because if those batteries catch on fire, you can't. I mean, the fire department would get it out eventually. You're not getting it out. It's same thing with electric cars. You know, when we got a Tesla, I told my wife and kids, if you ever get in a car accident, get the hell out of the car. I don't care. Regardless, usually when you get an accident on the freeway, they say stay in the car. Mm. If you're in a Tesla and you get in a car accident, you get the hell out of the car.
Giant battery.
Because it's going to blow up and it's going to catch you on fire and you're not going to get out.
Jeez. So
that's one of the dangers, just to be real, with batteries, which is why you need to have it in a sheetrock area so it can give you time if something ever happens and it catches on fire. Does that make sense?
Yep.
The amount of time they're actually going to catch on fire is slim to none and slim's out of town. But that's why they have those regulations. They also are making you put, you know, bollards in front so that you can't crash a car into it. You know, like they'll make you put those in front of the gas when you're outside. Similar things where that wasn't code before, but now they're going, wait a minute, everybody's getting these batteries. Maybe we should think about it.
Code only comes up until there's so many accidents that if people get pissed off or held on liable or whatever, then they put it in place.
Right. Same thing about law.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, or they just want to make one up that benefits them. So going back to this SGIP, right? So that is there a specific battery that the government says you have to use this? Or is it just, we're going to give you money to get one?
It is not a specific battery. So what will happen is you'll reach out to us. Mm-hmm. We'll help you decide what the best battery for you is, depending on what your usage is, if you have a well or not.
We're sorry, everybody. We got a rookie that's first time on the podcast. She grabs her phone.
Yeah, man.
Just kidding. Keep going.
You don't have to take your point, you don't have to pick a specific battery, but it does have to be on the approved list through the utility.
I wonder if there's a kickback. Could you think?
There's no such thing as lobbyists in the state of California.
No. Yeah.
So, yeah, there's a handful. And there's... battery technology has been improving every single year. Like I've said before, my family is constantly asking, when do I get a battery? And I've told them I'm on the second manufacturer of battery on my own house, and I will tell you when it's time, because everything changes every single day. And Derek and I, my business partner, are going to another conference next week to look at this stuff again. And every time we go, it's usually every 6 months, there's a new battery, a new technology that blows our mind.
Smaller, compact, more storage.
Can handle more, can do a whole home. You know, you don't have to upgrade your main
electrical panel. You can do whatever you want it to do. Like,
what would you want a battery to do?
Everything. You want it to do everything.
Like lower back massages?
Yeah.
I guess if you plug something in.
You want it to run the massage chair. No, you want it to be able to like help you switch your loads, mm-hmm. you know, so some batteries you have the ability to be like, oh shoot, we lost power. Mm-hmm. I should take this circuit off the battery because we don't need that.
You don't need it. So you got to conserve it longer. Okay.
So they have different bells and whistles.
So like the holidays come around, you know, you got a lot of in-laws coming. You're like, oh, there's going to be a lot of laundry, a lot of hanging out, a lot of karaoke. So you want to go and switch the load over to the microphone and all that?
No, so let me give you the example. You have...
Tiggy's like, yeah, that sounds fun.
Yeah. What's your address? you have... So let's use my house. I have a pool pump. I have an air conditioning unit, right? The power goes out. The last thing I want is for the AC to go on or the pool pump to go on.
In California heat, yep.
Right? Unless there's enough power because the sun's up. Then it would be okay, right? So you can... Now they're smart enough to where you can have certain loads on certain sections of it to where it goes. Mm. If we get to a certain point where there's not enough power coming from somewhere, we're going to shut AC off, pool pump off, and you can set it in order of what you want to shut off, depending on how much juice you have left.
That's genius.
So if you get to a certain point, you can be like, all I care about is my freezer because I have meat in there and a light so I can get, you know, not trip.
I'd love to shut all the Wi-Fi off so my kids can't do anything.
See, that's on my critical load panel. Because the minute the Wi-Fi goes down...
Dad! You guys don't know? There's an app for that.
Yeah, just shut it off.
You go on the app, you look at their device, and you shut it off. And then they scream.
Dad!
It's crazy.
I can't get on Netflix.
What happened? Oh, my God.
So, let me tell you another thing about... So, if you're going into NEM 2.0, or I'm sorry, 3.0 or 2.0, and if you don't know what that is, listen to our previous podcast. Mm-hmm. If you're in 3.0, there's certain times, certain months and certain times of the day where PG&E, Southern California Edison, whoever it is, will incentivize the you-know-what out of you for you to send your power backwards to the grid. Because the
give
grid,
me the power.
Yeah, because otherwise they're doing rolling blackouts. So I'm looking at a chart right now, and they have, you know, September at 5 p.m. or 6 p.m., they're going to give you $2.86 a kilowatt hour to spin your meter backwards and discharge your battery during that time, because they know that's when the grid fails. So if you have a battery and you set up, which all these new batteries have a way that you can program them during the, you basically load the spreadsheet in, and that's when you tell it, I want it to backfeed during these times when I get the most money. You're going to take advantage, and they, you know, they call it rate arbitrage, where you're going to actually make money off sending the power from your battery to them. That makes sense?
Yeah. I was thinking, does that come in like a check, or does it just go, it's all in the wash. There's no, like, I don't get a check in the mail for $2.85.
So in California, they have to compensate you for it. They compensate you at a wholesale rate, which is going to be next to nothing. So once you, so if you have a negative number, it's going to get you whole. Once you go over that whole number to where they owe you money, they have to write you a check. It's going to be at a reduced rate. Or for people like me who have natural gas with PG&E, they'll give me a dollar for dollar credit towards my gas bill. So if I spend...
That's what I mean. So it's not it's an offset. You just got to track it.
It's not going to be something that's going to make you rich.
Yeah.
However, it's going to get you out of a deficit for when the wintertime comes around and you're not producing as much. And or I've had multiple times where I've had a true up where I've overproduced and it paid my gas bill for the month. Right? So the my natural gas bill for the month got covered because I overproduced.
I haven't paid my gas bill in 2 years.
They're coming for you.
Probably.
Bad boys, bad boys. What you
so what? I got a battery. Well, I don't need your gas. I can cook on fire. This is putting us back into like the battery charge.
Yeah, can you cook on fire in your neighborhood? Is that allowed? This is California.
I don't care.
Oh. Watch out. They don't find you.
Oh my gosh.
Is that a charcoal barbecue? Better be careful.
It's
clean coal.
Don't even get me started on that. Okay. Well, so what can everybody do to go and get to look for this battery coming in July? Well, you can start to request it now and put your name in, right?
Correct.
You can go ahead and give us a call. We're starting a list. And as soon as the funding starts to get released and we're able to reserve it for people, we're going to reach out and start calling people and letting them know that it's
So you want to get them on a list. I got
you. We'll get you on the list. We'll get all the paperwork together. We'll get everything we need. That way, what is it, July 1st?
When the money goes in.
Your application's going in and we're getting reserved.
How much would I have to put down? Do I have to put down anything? Because it's a rebate, you said, right? So I have to show, is that like a good faith? Like, hey, I'm in this to win this?
That's exactly what it is. Yeah.
How much?
Just a deposit, $1,000 deposit.
Huh.
So
Sign me up. It's
$1,000 deposit. Once your application gets approved, we call you and we go, you ready to move forward? Right?
Yeah. So then the $1,000 goes towards that. Do I owe more or do I just got to submit everything?
Well, it's good. Go ahead.
Most likely you may have to pay for the battery for a short period of time until the rebate comes through.
And then I get a check back, or is that like on the taxes?
And then you get a check back.
So it's no funny money.
No funny money, no taxes.
Gotcha. So then I want to make sure it's legit, right?
This is an actual rebate check that comes
through. Got it.
You get a check, but you also get the tax credit as well.
So you still get
30% of the total cost of the battery. Even if you don't pay for it, you get 30% of the total cost.
Okay, California, I see your sweet deal.
Right? And then you get the SGIP money. So there may be a bridge loan, which we have financing available.
Yeah.
That'll cover that for you. And we'll even finance your deposit for you and reimburse your deposit for you if that's what you want.
I did not know. Call for financing details.
Yes. So technically zero out of pocket up front.
Well, yeah.
You do have to pay the deposit, but we will reimburse you for that once the funding goes through.
It sounds smart. As much as I'm trying to dig for the whatever, and I know you got to play the game and sign up and get the rebates, it sounds smart to have this battery on your house.
Yeah, it's smart.
I wouldn't say I'm a prepper, but you know, when you think of all the survival things, right? If this goes down, if the fire, all this stuff, it just sounds smart.
Yeah, and you're not subject to peak time rates if you have a battery.
Totally. So my lizard brain can make sense of it.
You don't have to worry about, do I do laundry after 9 o'clock p.m. because you know I could just use the juice in the battery.
Hmm.
Wow, it's lobby time. And also the fact that you are getting a rebate for it. You know, it's kind of a no-brainer, especially if you can get the loan or have the money to put up front. It's mm-hmm. like, why would you not do it?
Hey, California, why here's my $10. Can I have my $1 back? I really appreciate it. Oh, I have to apply for it? So I'll get 90 cents? Sorry, that's a cynical side. All right, well, any other awesome battery things to add?
Taser, you got anything?
No.
Well, just call me and I'll get you on the list and give you a call back in July.
I better hear from you. Everybody will. Or you'll get some emails about it. You're going to hear from me today.
Or Eddie.
If it's Major.
It's Tasia. She totally changed the name. If it's Major, it's Tasia.
Hit me on my Tasia.
All right, everybody. Have a fantastic day. Call us. We'll get you a battery. Bye.
Bye-bye.